For decades, people have talked about how to revitalize Dallas's Fair Park and make the 277-acre fairground a year-round destination. But getting everyone, from the preservationists to the city officials to the residents, on board is the sticking point.
In case you didn't know, Fair Park is a National Historic Landmark. It's known for its Depression-era art and Art Deco architecture. Despite its charms, Walt Heumann says people still see Fair Park in a negative light. He describes four misconceptions.
That it's dangerous and unsafe, that it's hard to get to and is inaccessible, that it's dirty, and then finally, all it is the State Fair of Texas and two or three games on the Cotton Bowl.
Heumann is a Dallas businessman and prominent public works consultant. Mayor Mike Rawlings asked him to study the recommendations made by his Fair Park task force. Heumann spoke at a recent public forum at Fair Park. He told the crowd he has a simple solution for turning things around.
Let's put the financial and the management and the marketing resources into Fair Park, get people's opinion and ideas, and really develop this into one of the top parks in the world.
Most people believe that's easier said than done. For decades, preservationists, nonprofits, residents, and city officials have gone back and forth on how to transform the park into something that people can visit throughout the entire year and is beneficial to surrounding neighborhoods. In 2013, the task force started to tackle this dilemma.
First thing the task force said is, let's put a park in the park. You know, we have 10 acres of park out here, and there's 200 acres of parking.
Don Williams is a CEO of Trammell Crow, a real estate company in Dallas. Many Fair Park advocates want to tear down the fences and convert the parking lots into open green space for people to gather, something like Clyde Warren Park. Some suggest converting the buildings into a school or a shared office space for startups. The Fair Park Task Force has proposed establishing a nonprofit, which would oversee park planning and development. Some Dallas City Council members are hesitant to turn the park over to a nonprofit, wary of hefty investment and lack of control. Don Williams says a nonprofit is a proven option.
All great parks around the world are governed that way. New York Central Park, as you know, Millennium Park, Clyde Warren Park here in Dallas, Balboa, on and on and on. So I think that's been one of the obstacles and why we've really not been able to revitalize the park or the surrounding neighborhoods, which, as you know, are among the most blighted in Dallas.
Recent census data shows neighborhoods around Fair Park are among the poorest in Dallas. One neighborhood has an annual median household income of just $17,000. Experts say what happens at Fair Park will determine what happens to South Dallas and the people who live there. And those people want to say,
there are people in the community who have those ideas.
Why can't we utilize those parking spaces and those vacant lots for to serve our community?
I just want to make sure that we pay attention to the community and the residents and make sure they're involved.
Who's for a park is for a park.
That's Tammy Johnston, Anthony Anderson, LaSherl Walker, and Anton Gluck, who spoke at the recent forum. Balancing the numerous interests, from the developers and investors to the city, will be tough. Don't leave the residents out of the equation, says Vicki Meek. She's director of the South Dallas Cultural Center.
I think there are lots of ways of allowing this park to be an economic engine for the area and not to displace the people who live here or to discredit the people that live here. You have the opportunity to have things happening that's significant for this neighborhood.
Meek says residents around Fair Park don't want to be edged out of the conversation or out of the neighborhood. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.